Foster, Jackson, McGuire, Monning, Morlock, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stone, Wieckowski, Wilk.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Committee Secretary notices the presence of a quorum. Thank you, colleagues. Again, today we're here just to take up one item. As you'll recall, last week it was an item that was continuing to be negotiated, so we didn't have final language then. We do now. It's AB 110, and Ms. Costa is here to present it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and members. Amy Costa with the Department of Finance. Before you is a trailer bill including several different provisions regarding local government. The first provision clarifies for counties that negotiate a wage supplement for IHSS providers the timing when the wage supplement can be applied to the county's individual provider wage rate. The second provision has to do with foster care and specifically with the resource family approval delays. The language provides for payments to relative caregivers to begin prior to the resource family approval process being completed until July 1st, 2018. The major components are as follows. Foster care payments to non-federally eligible relative caregivers are required on a prospective basis prior to resource family approval if the child has been placed with a caregiver. Emergency assistant payments to non-relative extended family members and federally eligible relative caregivers are required on a prospective basis prior to resource family approval if the child has been placed with a caregiver. The state will cover the county's non-federal share of these payments for up to 60 days. If a county can demonstrate good cause or submits a plan to the state to eliminate their RFA backlog by September 1st, 2018, the state will continue to cover the county's share of emergency assistance costs for up to an additional 60 days through the end of June 2018. If a county does not demonstrate good cause or does not submit a plan to deal with their RFA backlog, the county will be responsible for the non-federal share of emergency assistance costs after the initial 60 days through the end of June 2018. This language provides a short-term solution for caregivers experiencing delayed resource family approval by allowing payments to flow prior to approval. The administration intends to propose a long-term solution to the legislature as part of the May revised proposal to address this issue in the budget year as well. The next provision has to do with SB 2 cleanup. This bill clarifies that the additional fees imposed by SB 2 do not apply to the state, federal government, or local governments. The governor's budget assumed $258 million of new revenue from the $75 real estate document recording fee. There are approximately 225,000 state transactions exempted from this bill, which would equate to roughly $17 million. Lastly, we have a clarification in the trailer bill that certain law enforcement agencies may not contract or house federal detainees for the purposes of civil immigration custody. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions on AB 110? Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This modification to SB 2, will it have a dramatic decrease in the projected revenues that were anticipated?
We would say that we believe it further clarifies what was the intent, actually, of this language. We believed that the previous language actually exempted these same entities, but there was some question, so this language seeks to clarify that. We have the state portion costed out at around $17 million based on our initial estimate. I would say that that estimate has some variances in it because, really, you have to take into account several factors, including the number of real estate transactions in any given year, and so we actually included a little bit of a regression analysis in the projection. So using that same model, we think it's about $17 million, but I would say some of it depends on what's happening in the larger real estate market.
And could the county and state have added the cost of that fee to whatever penalties or whatever might be occurring? For instance, if a treasurer tax collector has to file a lien to collect the tax, they would pay $75, but then couldn't the county tax collector just add that to the costs that are being collected?
Well, Mark Tolleson, Department of Finance. Yeah, we don't, that wasn't something that was considered. I'm not sure at the local level if that is something that the County Assessor's Office, you know, could do. But in terms of our analysis, as Ms. Costa mentioned, we did kind of take a look at data over a 10-year period. The numbers that we included in the governor's budget, which equated to about $258 million of new revenue, was a fairly conservative approach. Had we looked at a straight line methodology rather than a regression analysis, that range could have been from about $250 million to $440 million. So we believe with the roughly $17 million of state transactions that would be exempted by this bill, our revenue estimates are fairly, are still in line.
So then what we're saying is that you intended for these agencies to be exempted, but somehow Ledge Council failed to put it in the language then?
We had differing legal opinions. It was always the administration's intent to actually provide this exemption. It's based on historic practice, actually, in the code. And because we had differing opinions, we sought to clarify it through the trailer bill process.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments from members before we open it up for public comment? Senator Nielsen.
Just clarify the jail provisions again regarding the those illegally incarcerated, illegally in California.
The trailer bill clarifies that law enforcement agencies may not contract or house federal detainees for the purposes of civil immigration custody. This comes out of a bill that was passed last year, and it clarifies that law enforcement agencies may not contract with or house federal detainees for the purposes of civil immigration custody. There was a letter to the Journal last year that sought this clarification, and the trailer bill basically effectuates the letter to the Journal that was offered last year.
Any further questions? Any public comment on AB 110? Come forward, the mic is right there. As they're queuing up, Ms. Perez, we had several members join us after we did roll. We don't have to call roll again, they could just be added on. Thank you. First witness.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Karen Lang on behalf of the California Association of County Treasurers and Tax Collectors. Very grateful for the administration resolving the SB2 question. I was getting asked almost every day what to do, so I appreciate the language. Have a great day.
Thank you. Next witness.
Madam Chair, members, Julian DeVores on behalf of the Urban Counties of California in support of the IHSS language and AB 110. This would provide important clarifications for counties as we enter negotiations and we're dealing with the IHSS MOE. Excuse me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Good afternoon, Angie Schwartz with the Alliance for Children's Rights, in strong support of the provisions to provide immediate access to funding for our relatives and extended family members. This will help stem a crisis that thousands of our families in the state are facing right now in caring for children already placed in their homes. So I just want to express my deep gratitude to the many stakeholders who work through this solution and to everyone for prioritizing this really important issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Justin Garrett, the California State Association of Counties. We're in support of the IHSS cleanup language and appreciate the inclusion in the current year budget trailer bill. This will provide important clarity to counties on how the wage supplement will work. We're also supportive of the language around the foster care payments at time of placement. We appreciate the legislature prioritizing this issue and the approach to provide some state funding with potential extensions for counties that can show factors outside of their control. So thank you.
Selena Pryor with SEIU. I want to thank you for working with us to address the concerns related to the IHSS MOE and collective bargaining, and we are very supportive of the provisions that are laid out before you in AB 110. Additionally, we want to thank you for the language around payment at placement for foster families. We think this is a great first step, and we are definitely committed to the successful implementation of CCR and look forward to continued discussions to address the other challenges that our members face when processing the approvals. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Good afternoon. Eileen Kibansky with the County Welfare Directors Association here in support of the IHSS provisions and the relative and extended family member provisions of the bill. We're grateful for the clarification and very supportive of that related to the IHSS wage supplement provisions and appreciate all the cooperation and compromise that occurred around the relative payment issue and look forward to ongoing conversations for a long-term solution over the next few months. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Ann Quirk-Children's Law Center of California. We represent the foster kids in Los Angeles, Placer, and Sacramento counties. We're in strong support of this bill, and we just really appreciate you taking the time to fix this issue, and we believe it will help keep our kids with relatives and people who care about them.
Thank you. Final witness.
Susanna Niffin with Children Now, also in support of the payment for relative caregivers.
Thank you. With that, I will ask, thank you. Please call the roll.
AB 110, the motion is to pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Glaser? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Call the absent member.
Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Portantino? That's 15-0. 15-0?
With a vote of 15-0, that bill is out. Colleagues, AB 110 will be up with the three other bills that passed last Thursday on the floor the end of this week. Again, those are AB 105, 106, 108, and now 110. With that, committee is adjourned.